Yep, it's and when I speak, bits of it all go pink. Yes. My name is Jane Ann Liston. I'm the convener of the Starlink St Andrews Rail Link campaign. Well, good luck to the Leavenmouth. It's an excellent case that they have, a very different one for from the one for St Andrews. But you know, we're all behind that the Leavenmouth one. And if Fife Council had been sensible, they would have done the two campaigns as one project. But unfortunately, that they thought differently. Yes, what happened was the Starlink campaign managed to get the money together to commission report from Tata Steel that was published back in 2012, which said yes, it was possible to build a brand new railway line which would be fast and which would enable direct services between St Andrews and Edinburgh and St Andrews and Dundee. And it said at the which would could also, by the way, operate at a profit. That's quite unusual for railways. And it said that the next step had to be to get the official evaluation done, which the Scottish Government insists upon. That's what they call a snag, because it's under the Scottish Transport Appraisal Guidance. And so far, that hasn't happened. That will have to cost £100,000. So we're working towards building up the case for that. Or perhaps some other preliminary work which would be done beforehand. But certainly the campaign is, we're getting a lot more support demonstrated, and I think very soon it's going to be overwhelming, and the authorities are going to say, well, okay, let's take this further. Well, it would make sense, wouldn't it? Especially as the St Andrews, if St Andrews was going to run at a profit, it would help to subsidise Leavenmouth. So, you know, that's the sort of thing I meant by considering the two projects together. But Fife Council, in their wisdom so far, has not agreed to do this. And so I think we're just going to have to continue building up the campaign. And if necessary, the Starlink campaign might have to pay for preliminary work before the stag itself. It might even have to pay for the stag itself, but I think people would be starting to ask why on earth Fife Council wasn't doing that, them or the either directly or through the Regional Transport Partnership, Sestran. These are the usual organisations for doing that sort of thing. That's right. Well, the fact that the Borders line, which was 30 miles, has been relaid, that really gives the lie to anybody who is saying, oh, it can't be done because you'd have to build a new line. Because it's also not the case that the Borders was just a matter of putting railway tracks down where it used to be, because I believe 5 miles is on a new alignment, for one thing. So that means the Borders line includes the equivalent of a new St Andrews line. That has been done. It also included a heck of a lot of new bridges and restored bridges. I think there were 95 bridges had to be restored, 42 new ones had to be built, old mine workings had to be filled in, and spoil heaps had to be cleared, and there were a few houses that had to be demolished as well. And all that was done, and the Borders line is now running and looking very popular. Now, just about none of that would applies to St Andrews. There would be one or two bridges required, yes, but that's about it. So it certainly proves that if the Borders line can be built, then so can St Andrews. Okay, right. Well, I shall go and see how we're getting on, because we've got there'll be a little bit more lobbying to be done now that we've passed the magic 500 mark. So, right. Now, how do I now pause this? Do I?